Good morning, colleagues. Ambassador Chad Blackman, president of this session of the Trade and Development Commission, distinguished participants, the 12th session of the multi-year expert meeting on commodities and development was held on 8 and 9 February 2021 at Palais des Nations in Geneva with remote participation. The topics of expert meeting, namely recent developments, challenges and opportunities in commodity markets and greater transparency in commodity markets, were approved by the Trade and Development Board at its 65th session on 4th October 2018. The 12th session covered two major issues under Agenda Item 3 that address recent developments, challenges, and opportunities in commodities markets to exchange views on key developments in commodity markets and their prospects, and Agenda Item 4 on greater transparency in commodity markets, where discussion centered on the crucial necessity of transparency if commodity markets are to benefit all its participants at different nodes of commodity value chain. More than 200 participants attended the meeting from around the world. The major points of the substantive discussions were under Agenda Item 3 can be summarized as follows. Commodity markets in the year 2020 were deeply affected by the coronavirus pandemic. About 60% of the fall in commodity export revenues was projected to be in commodity-dependent developing countries, CDDCs. This is worrying as it can lead to, among others, a reduction in government's ability to provide services needed to respond to the pandemic. With respect to the agri-food market, some trade restriction measures were observed in these markets. These measures should be avoided as they can exacerbate disruptions in both demand and supply of food products, with particularly detrimental effects on net food importing countries. Governments should foster transparency in food markets so that information is widely and preferably publicly available, to limit panic buying and unnecessary stocking of food. In this regard, the AMIS initiative has been playing this role since the aftermath of 2007-2008 food crisis. With respect to the mining sector, it was noted that measures introduced to mitigate the coronavirus pandemic have accelerated the use of local service providers in the mining industry. Diversifying source of procurement to the domestic sector would not only strengthen the mining sector's resilience to future crises, but also deepen backward linkage of the mining sector, generating spillover effects in domestic economy that would benefit host countries. In the energy sector, between 2019 and 2045, demand for energy is expected to increase by 25%. Therefore, all energy sources will be needed to meet the increasing demand. Only a more diversified energy mix will drive economic growth and eradicate the so-called energy poverty. It was noted that in the upstream oil industry, annual investments of $380 billion are needed to meet forecast increase in oil demand in the next 25 years. Under Agenda Item 4, the meeting discussed transparency and its importance in the commodity sector. Transparency is particularly important in commodity markets, where there is a multitude of stakeholders intervening in what are generally long value chains. Hence, transparency must be fostered at every node of the value chain. There are different international and regional instruments that can help to increase transparency. The OECD shared information on its due diligence guidance for responsible mineral supply chain. technology can help to make commodity value chains in CDDCs more transparent. Farmer Connected shared its innovative tool for improving connectivity and traceability in agri-food value chains. And the Common Fund for Commodities highlighted investors' growing interest in social and environmental standards and procedures on encouraging development. Given that the lack of transparency is associated with corruption and high illicit financial flows, developing countries, particularly those dependent on the commodity sector, should strengthen their capacity to detect acts of corruption and other malpractices in the commodity sector. These include transfer mispricing and trade misinvoicing. Detecting corrupt practices in the commodity value chain generally requires specific skills that many CDDCs do not possess. Therefore, many of those countries and their partners that are interested in improving transparency should invest in domestic capacity building. To sum up, the key message from the discussion was that transparency must be fostered not only by CDDCs that derive most of their export earnings from the commodity sector, but also by other value chain participants such as multinational enterprises and the government hosting them, as well as multilateral organizations. Given these discussions, let us join forces to find ways through which developing and developed countries could make the commodity sector more transparent for the benefit of all stakeholders involved. This will require, among others, our continued discussion of commodity issues and how they affect CDDCs particularly. Therefore, as this was the last session of the quadrennial cycle of this meeting, I call on you to consider when the time comes during our discussions at UNCTAD 15, renewing the mandate of UNCTAD to continue organizing the multi-year expert meeting on commodities and development. Finally, allow me to express my appreciation to everyone that contributed to the meeting, in particular Ms. Leticia dos Santos Baranguello of the Permanent Mission of Brazil to the United Nations and other international organizations in Geneva, for serving as vice chair to the UNCTAD Secretariat, especially the team from the Commodities Branch of the Division on International Trade and Commodities, for the informative background notes, and to the outstanding panels. They all supported me in ensuring a smooth and effective meeting. I thank you, Chair.